foot, foot and a half, somewhere in there.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week. We'll give you the candidates and you the P1. You get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. All right, our first candidate this morning is one Junior Miller
from the
Dunham and Miller Morning Show.
Cheap protest.
We were... Gordo had a weird story about a guy actually choking to death on a fish in front of kids. He had, I guess, caught a little fish and he was being silly, held the fish up to his mouth, and then the fish slipped out of his hand, went into his mouth, and swam down his throat. Well, this confused Junior, apparently, who remembered another fish story that he had heard. I've heard about this happening before with a little fish, and it, you know, like swims to the back the back of their throat, and then the spines, you can't pull it out because those spines stick to the side of their throat.
That's the penis fish.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm talking about this...
What are you talking
it's
about?
Somewhere. It was on 2020. It was in the Amazon.
But what?
Or the Nile. And it swims in these waters, and it goes into your bathing suit and up your privates, and you can't get it out.
No. I'm not talking about that.
I'm not making that up right now.
I'm not making that up.
Get back on the broadcasting
horse,
man.
But that's what we're talking about.
You wandered way off track.
I'm not making that up.
We're not talking about a fish that small, though. We're talking about like a small perch or something.
Right.
Like the size of your hand.
So that's a common thing that it swims down your throat?
But I've heard of this before.
The penis fish?
That someone's always trying to do...
Not my throat, sir.
That someone's always trying to do a joke. Forget it. I give up.
I'm more interested in Junior's fish story right now.
You probably would be.
I got to do one more story before we do that. I was so wrong.
What mayhem.
That was...
You were wrong.
You wronged the broadcast.
You got us totally off track.
I was presenting actual scientific evidence of an actual fish.
That had nothing
fish.
To do with what we were talking about.
Well, tell us more about the penis fish, will you?
No, don't. Marconi woke up in his grave and bumped his head on the top of the casket. And said that.
Candidate number two from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show, one Gordon Keith.
Now, what is this?
Fake protest.
While running down birthdays the other day, talking about Emmylou Harris... Made a very obscure, Neil Young reference.
It's a very famous song.
I don't know if that song's very famous.
Powderfinger
is not that well known, I don't think. And if it is, I don't know if everyone knows that the river took Emmylou. But
it's a lyric in the song. The river took Emmylou. So famous.
All right, let's hear this stop down.
Emmylou Harris is 62.
I like her.
Didn't the river take her? Okay. Nobody? George.
What other birthdays do we have today, Gordon?
Well, you leave me. You're a Neil Young fan. Powderfinger.
Yeah.
Pamela Reed is 60.
I had to think about it for like 30 seconds, and I'm a Neil Young fan, so just think about the masses out there.
Bill Romanowski is 43.
Because if George didn't get it,
how could the masses get it?
That's right.
Gosh, it's so arrogant.
I didn't get it.
Well, because you're one of the dirty masses, according to George.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I just meant that I'm a Neil Young fan. And
hey, if I couldn't get it, then how do you expect the masses to get it?
Because I don't think Neil Young's tremendously popular with our listening audience.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of Neil Young.
No, they've heard of him, but could they
but
quote that lyric from
music.
That obscure song that was never, hardly ever played on radio? Whatever, Gordo, you're up for an e-break. And if it makes you feel any better, so am I. We had James Toback on the show. Was that yesterday?
Yep.
Yeah, it was yesterday. He's in town for the film festival. He had a...
Because George can't remember. There's so many famous people that come in and out of his life.
You want to fight?
Yeah. Boogity boogity.
Let me tighten up my belts, and then we'll start fighting here in a second.
Oh.
All right, so we had him in studio, and I was fishtailing all over the place trying to introduce him yesterday and had, mumble mouth breakout when we were talking to James Toback on the show. All right, and hopefully you're tuned in now to hear from James Toback, who has directed the new documentary on Mike Tyson. And he's nice enough to come in with us this morning. He's in town for the AFI Dallas International Film Festival. Good morning, Film Festival is what I was looking for there.
You kind of got weird talk there.
Tongue-tied.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Hi, James. Thanks for coming in.
It's always awkward when you mess up in front of a guest when he's in studio.
I know. There's just no escape hatch. You're just right there in front of him. And
that
Film
was
Festival.
That was awkward the way you started it. I hope you're tuned in right now.
We hope that you're tuned in right now. Who are you talking to?
I would just said
obviously they're tuned in if they can hear you.
I would just said, yeah, I know. That was a definite keep your ears listening. There's no doubt about that.
We Film hope Festival. You're tuned in right now.
And I understand you getting mumble mouth and getting tired towards the end of a segment, but you're just coming off fresh out of the break. I mean, the gates are swinging open, and the thoroughbred's supposed to be running.
Well, no one can broadcast quite like the great Gordo, apparently, because he never does that.
Oh, okay. Now George is talking. We got to listen because George is talking.
Film Festival.
Road Swing.
Golly.
What was it?
Road Swing.
Up next. Film Festival. Film Festival. All right, so those are your three candidates, all of them from the morning show, Junior, Gordo, or Giorgio, at 214-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I'm going to vote for the...
Hello?
Dr. Hoopenstein's vaginal size born.
Courage,
that doesn't make
courage,
it any
courage,
funnier.
Courage.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I wanted to vote for Junior's Endangered Species Front Bottom Platypus.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I want flying bugs.
What?
I love flying bugs. I don't get that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'm Brad Thomas, and I'm going to vote for Craig Junior Miller.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this vote to my buddy Jeff the Meathead, and I'd like to vote for Jeff Crompton.
The former Spurs and Trailblazers center who weighed over 350 pounds.
I don't get it. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Come on, now, you radio!
Hey, Natalie Mays, how you doing?
Hey, Jojo, do you want to go famous fish later today?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I want to vote for Heart Dap Georgie.
For what? Say?
Heart Dap?
All
Heart
I heard Dap? Was Georgie. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Do you think Barbara Smith likes the fish?
I don't know what you're referring to there. Is that a junior vote?
If that's a junior vote, we have
a
winner.
Let's take another one. Let's take one more.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
George, this is Benito, the third ranch hand to your second assistant at Dunham Farm.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Benito,
I don't know
how's
you know
going?
Everyone in your employ, George.
No, I didn't.
Fantastical. Will
What's
we
that?
Be artificially inseminating the herd Giorgios today?
No. Are you going to vote or not? Gosh.
Oh, we need to get Benito to call back in sometime.
Benito has nothing.
What he all, needs to be a regular character.
What's going on Dunham Farms?
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Wiggity, 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 woo. Daytona.
Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I want to vote for Bill Winnington's Merkin and Vaginal Slice Bornborn.
Idiot. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Junior's Penis. Fish and freedannybayless.com.
Thank you so much, sir.
I have been
you have delivered a winner.
You swept, Junior.
I know. Yeah. I don't get that.
Well, we didn't get this when you said it the other day, and we were trying to figure out the story about a guy choking on a fish.
I've heard about this happening before with a little fish, and it, you know, like swims to the back the back of their throat, and then the spines, you can't pull it out because those spines stick to the side of the throat.
That's the penis fish.
I'm sorry?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm talking about this.
What are you talking about?
Somewhere. It was on 2020. It was in the Amazon.
But what?
Or the Nile. And it swims in these waters, and it goes into your bathing suit and up your privates, and you can't get it out.
No. I'm not talking about that.
You are not making that right now.
Like,
I'm not making that up on the broadcast.
But that's
horse,
not
man.
What we're talking about.
You wandered way off track.
I'm not
making that
we're
not up.
Talking about, I know, we're not talking about a fish that small, though. We're talking about like a small perch or something.
Right.
Like the size of your hand.
So that's a common thing that it swims
common,
down your throat?
No, but I've heard of this before.
The penis fish?
That someone's always trying
not
to do
my throat, sir.
That someone's always trying to do a joke. Forget it. I give up.
Just I'm more days. Interested in Junior's fish story right now.
You probably
right.
would be.
I got to do one more story before we do that.
So congratulations, Junior, for winning the emergency break of the week.
Thank you.
How many wins is that for Junior?
Well, it's been 8.